Well, my Commies win last night in Cincinnati. Bengals now 0-3.
I think once since 2000 has a team started 0-3 and made the playoffs, and I think four times in modern football since like 1980 something has it happened. So,
who was the 0-3 team that made it?
The Houston Texans. I believe that was Deshaun Watson and company made it. So this is
yuck.
You know, this is kind of an unmitigated disaster. I know Cincinnati has slow starts, but and their schedule is pretty soft. So I'm not going to say, especially with the 17 games, that it's over. But here's the problem with Cincinnati, and because I thought Cincinnati with a healthy Joe Burrow, right, was going to be a real contender. So far through 3 weeks, it really hasn't been their offense. It's been their defense, and there's real problems on the defensive side of the ball. And I'm not certain that those are going to get fixed. So, I mean, I'm not ready to completely stick a fork in them, but the fat lady is warming up for the Cincinnati Bengals, and they're going to go on a run here because, again, their schedule is pretty soft. But I can't really, because they got Carolina next. That should be a win. Baltimore will be tough, but then the Giants and the Browns, who, you know, a couple of those teams are quite bad. I just don't think their defense this year is going to give them a chance to be a playoff team, or if they find a way to sneak in, they're not for real.
Well, who cares about them? You know who is for real? Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels.
Rookie quarterback.
He is him.
Hey, the Commies, I saw a stat about them. You know, they've scored every drive except for kneel downs, two straight games.
Yeah. Against, again, two of the worst
every
defenses.
Drive.
But that's impressive.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
And Daniels is him. Convince me otherwise.
By the way, that's his first touchdowns that he's had. He didn't have a touchdown in the loss to the Buccaneers or the game against the Giants, where they were just kicking field goals. Jaden Daniels looks really good. He takes way too many hits, but he's completing a ridiculously high percentage of his passes. He is throwing the ball downfield, by the way.
His completion percentage is 91.
Oh, that was 91 last night.
Oh.
It's not 91 on the season.
80. 80. Sorry.
Yeah. 80. So, you know, he looks really good. The touchdown pass in the corner against the free rusher.
Yeah. That was a great throw, man.
It's as good a throw as you're going to make. I mean, it's stupid good. And so he certainly looks the part early on. But my God, the amount of generational, never seen anything like it. Can we go back to, I don't know. Let's go back to Carson Wentz, Josh Freeman, Robert Griffin III, Vince Young, Trevor Lawrence. I mean, how many times do we have to see someone have a game or two? And this is one game against a really, really sketchy defense in Cincinnati that has had problems all year long. The defense just doesn't look good. And then we're like, well, it's him. We've never seen anything like it. Yeah, we have. We have got to pump the brakes on anointing guys after even 3 weeks. But in this case, you're really anointing him after 1.5. So of the rookie quarterbacks, make no mistake, the best one so far is Jaden Daniels. Caleb Williams looks lost behind a really bad offensive line, but it's not like Jaden Daniels is surrounded by like unbelievable talent. He's got a couple good receivers, but you know he doesn't have an elite run game and an elite O-line, and he looks the part. And so, yeah, early returns, but we just got to stop. We just have to stop with this
stuff. I'm not going to stop.
Well, I have your clip,
Tired of you telling me to stop.
I mean, Ryan Clark literally was going to have sex with the telestrator
last
night.
Ryan Clark knows ball.
He does.
You want to hear Ryan Clark?
Yes.
Let me show you what happens to mere mortals, right? A mere mortal, when staring down this rusher, they say, I can't throw it. I got to run the football. I don't want to get hit. They throw and they duck. But not this man, not Jaden Daniels, not the Heisman Trophy winner, not the man from LSU, not the new Washington Commanders commander. What does he do? He stands there. He delivers on a big time bomb. I want you to watch this. When you see a man in this position, hold his running back right here. You see this position? This is tough. Terry McLaurin, he's looking up. He's going to track the football, understanding that it's got to come down, not straight. Boom, right here, catch, get the knee down, touchdown. And they all say, amen. Hail.
Yeah.
We gotta. We got.
I like the other guy.
Yeah. That was Van Pelt going. Yeah.
Yeah. We gotta just. You know, we do this all the time.
I'm very confident.
Yeah.
A quarterback looks bad a week early on, and look like. For example, like Anthony Richardson's going into this year. Anthony Richardson had two or three games last year where he showed, you know, a flash or two. Or he actually made a better throw than the one Daniels had last night. That touchdown pass to McLaurin in the corner that Ryan Clark was touching himself to, that is as good a touchdown pass as you will see, except for the one that Anthony Richardson threw. The one Anthony Richardson had, the 65-1 in the air while getting hurt, I've never seen anything like it. It's as good a throw as you'll ever see in the NFL. Anthony Richardson right now is a bad quarterback. And I'm not saying that Jayden Daniels looks way better than Anthony Richardson, but it's like we do this all the time. Every time Justin Fields does something, we're like, Justin Fields! Just let these
You're
guys...
You're just a hater.
Well, it's not. It's really... Now all of a sudden, what are we doing with Trevor Lawrence? Trevor Lawrence does not look good. Trevor Lawrence looks broken. And Trevor Lawrence was football Jesus. And then we were like, well, I don't know, it's Urban Meyer's fault. Well, no, Trevor Lawrence right now looks like something is wrong and is not processing things and is really, really struggling, right? So, like, there will be struggles. Like, again, I'd like to point out, Jayden Daniels did not throw a touchdown pass in his first two games. Against the Cincinnati Bengals last night, he did look like football Jesus. That is one of the better games that you will see a player play. And by the way, he needed every one of those because his defense couldn't stop anyone either. But all of a sudden now we're talking about like Washington to the playoffs, not without defense. And we're like Jayden Daniels is him. The commander's commander, a mere mortal. I mean, my God, the hyperbole that we put on these guys.
Look, I'll listen to you over Ryan Clark the second you start dressing like Ryan Clark, okay? Until then, he has my ear, not you.
All right, let me just say this for the record. You know who right now is a better quarterback than Jayden Daniels? Like, threefold over, and it's not even close, and no one has said a word about him. He right now is playing the quarterback position, not in 1 week, not in two, in
Geno
3
weeks.
Geno Smith. Geno Smith, and it's weird to say this, and I'm not saying he's this. I'm saying through three games, because Josh Allen right now is the MVP of the league, correct? Like through
Probably,
3 weeks?
Yeah.
No one's playing the position better than Josh Allen. No one says that Josh Allen, unless you're a moron, is better than Patrick Mahomes. The best player in the league every year is that guy in Kansas City, number 15. It's without question. Through 3 weeks, Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the NFL. So I am not saying that he is this, but through 3 weeks, Geno Smith is a top five quarterback in the NFL and is without debate. He is playing at a ridiculous high level, but I haven't seen one person drop an amen. I haven't had one person call him the commander, but with like
the commander's commander.
Jayden Daniels does it for one game. And I think it's unfair to Jayden Daniels because all you're doing, it's like the RG3 thing. It's like you're setting him up for when inevitably the struggle will happen, Trevor Lawrence. You're setting him up for when the struggle does come. Now we have to answer, like, what's wrong with Jayden Daniels? Nothing. He's a rookie. There's going to be some ebbs and flows. Even C.J. Stroud right now, who had the best rookie season of a modern quarterback we've ever seen. And C.J.'s still playing at a pretty high level. Right now, the Texans offense, it's a little spotty. And I promise you, as good as he looked, there are going to be some struggles coming from Daniels. And we just have to accept that instead of having one game. And because it was on Monday night and the other game was a blowout, all the spotlight. But if this game was sandwiched in one of the seven morning games on Sunday, we wouldn't be doing
it. I want to give you the top six quarterbacks in QBR for the first 3 weeks. Okay.
Yeah.
Josh Allen.
Yes.
Is number one.
Yes.
His QBR is 133.
He's ridiculous.
Number two, Andy Dalton.
It's one. Okay.
Number three, Sam Darnold.
And yes, either three games has been amazing.
Number four, Derek Carr. Number five, Jayden Daniels. And number six, Baker Mayfield. I rest my case.
By the way, did you see the Saints offense come here? Crashing down last week.
Yeah, dude. But that's okay. Derek will be back. My guy, Derek. I just think it's funny. Look at those names.
Yeah. Well, the Dalton one is weird because it's 1 week.
Well, Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold.
I mean, yep. If I told you this last year.
Nope.
Last year, I told you this. You'd be like, what?
I would have, and there were a lot of people that were like, oh, here comes the Sam Darnold renaissance. And I said, dude, show it to me. Prove it. And again, I don't do anything after 3 weeks, but through 3 weeks, I said it on Monday, there is not a better coach team right now in this league on both sides of the ball than the Minnesota Vikings. What they're doing with what they have, it's the most impressive job in the NFL, and it's not even close.
Can you name the four quarterbacks worse than Deshaun Watson?
Boy, there's four quarterbacks worse than Deshaun Watson.
Believe it or not.
That's becoming a situation, by the way, that if you're Cleveland, you're going to have to come up with some hard truths real fast, because he is...
Well, yeah, he's terrible.
He is dog-ass.
So he's at 71.4. There are four quarterbacks worse.
Bryce Young.
He's the worst. 44. His quarterback rating is 44.
Yeah, and by the way, if you want to know how bad he is, Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton's a fine quarterback. He's a borderline starter, best backup in the league. But the fact that he came in and did that, that lets you know just how truly awful Bryce Young was.
Well, the fact that, like, the sports books said if there, before the change, if there was one, that the lines would be more favorable with their to the Panthers with their backup in than with their starter in.
Yes.
Yeah. He is all kinds
of
awful.
So the other three, worse than Deshaun Watson.
Worse than Deshaun Watson. So let's go through. So Bryce Young.
Justin Fields?
No.
Justin Fields has actually been pretty good.
They're winning, but I didn't think he'd been doing much.
No, he's fine.
He's 13th.
He's fine.
Right ahead of Geno Smith.
What about Daniel Jones?
No.
Will Levis?
No, believe it or not.
Caleb Williams, perhaps?
Yes. And Caleb Williams.
And Bo Nix will probably be on there.
Bo Nix. And
who else we got? Who
Richardson?
Anthony Richardson.
Oh, there you go.
Those are your four worst.
And I hate to be the one to say I told you so, but, you know, because, look, I'm wrong on lots of things. The Anthony Richardson stuff, speaking of, I don't know why everyone was freaking out. And he may eventually get it because the raw skills are off the chart. He is a bad quarterback. He was a bad quarterback last year. He's a bad quarterback this year. He's a phenomenal athlete with a great arm. That is a bad, bad quarterback. And
well, but just like Jaden Daniels, you're saying that, hey, slow down.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
he could.
Maybe Richardson will pop.
He may pop, but when you watch, even when you watch like Caleb Williams play, who's rough right now, there are signs. You can see Williams kind of working through some things. I think there's some positive signs there. Jaden Daniels just looks really good. He looks really polished. He looks like in command of it. When you watch Anthony Richardson play, it is, I don't know if I've seen worse decision-making process on a snap-by-snap basis. I mean, it's like, well, Will Levis in moments, it's really bad. And that's when you just know that he just hasn't played that position very much. And he's woefully inaccurate. I mean, he may be a guy eventually, but if he closes that gap, it will be one of the great stories in NFL quarterback development that we've seen in years. And to be fair, Josh Allen did that. Josh Allen closed that gap. I don't know if it was quite this, but this is a significant gap, and he's got a ways to go.
All right, let's kick off the club talking pizza. We have a new best pizza city in America next on The Fan.